Good morning.
Morning.
Have a number of prayer request cards that I want to go over before we get started. Karen Bullock has asked that we pray for her sister, Rita. She has been diagnosed with COVID, and she asked prayers for her healing and for the rest of the family that they don't get that. There's a card on the back counter for Raven. If anybody would like to sign that, we'll get that sent off to her soon, and you can send your wishes to her. Carolyn has asked prayers for Dolores McNanaman. Got it. She's been sick the last couple of days. She's in her mid-80s. And also, Carolyn's going to be leaving tomorrow, going back to California to help take care of her mother, and she requests prayers for her safety. Marion has asked prayers for their granddaughter, Kennedy, who was admitted to the ER recently with severe pain and cramps. She's recovering. Also, their nephew, Alex, was diagnosed with COVID, and so Marion requests prayers for them. And Glenda has asked prayers for God to continue healing with the aftermath of a dislocated shoulder. I do not know if that's ever happened to you, but every movement hurts, and I get that one. Let's go to God in prayer. Also, some good announcements that our sister Delaney has found work, and she wanted to send her love and thank you to the brethren. She starts right after Christmas and is all excited about that and thanks us for everything, and especially prayers. And also RC. Found work. In fact, him and Carolyn, they're watching right now. Hi, guys. They are in Yuma, Arizona. He's found work there, and they thank everybody for the prayers. Amen. Let's go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you, thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We ask that you be with those mentioned, that your special hand will be on them and the unique needs that they have. We have a number of people that have either been sick lately, been admitted to the ER, those dealing with COVID. We ask that you be with them, be with their families, keep them safe and healthy. We ask that you be with those that are traveling, that Carolyn, as she prepares to go to California to help care for her mother. What a great blessing that is. Dear God, we ask that you be with all of us right now as our whole nation, the whole world, is dealing with fear of the virus. We ask, our desire is that you keep us safe and healthy and be with those mentioned that need your special hand in healing. Dear God, we ask that you continue to be with all of us and our individual prayers that we have for you. Dear God, again, please forgive us for the things that we do wrong, and we pray everything through your Son, Jesus. Amen. I don't know about you, but with the holidays and work schedule and everything. Supposed to have a sermon this morning and just didn't get around to it. So you guys all knew that was just a joke. But you know, the thing is, that happens, not necessarily a sermon, but that happens all the time. That, gotta turn it on. Just the idea, I didn't get around to it. We see that at work. We see that in the home. Honey, did you do that? Oh, I did. I forgot. I'll get it tomorrow. Didn't get around to it today. This is not an accusation. It's not accusing type sermon. It's more of a reflective eye-opener. As Paul said, let a man examine himself. And think of if what I said a while ago was real. How disappointing it would have been. People came to worship. They were expecting to hear a lesson. Think of, from my point, the lack of commitment. Didn't live up to a commitment that I had. Took it very cavalier. It was expected. How you let people down. All of this, the disappointment, the extra burden, it would. I'm going to tell you something. I could drop dead. Hope not. I could drop dead. I could have been busy and didn't get around to it. Whatever. I guarantee, or that situation, didn't get around to it, sat down. I guarantee you, the Word of God would have been preached. Somebody would have gotten up and delivered a lesson. But look at the extra burden. It would have been the scrambling around, extra burden on somebody else. Because I didn't get around to it. Again, this is not an accusatory, it's more of a hopefully an eye-opener. Examine ourselves. Our scripture reading today was taken from Acts 24, and Paul had the opportunity while under arrest to preach the gospel to Felix. And it says, now as he reasoned about righteousness, talking about Paul, as he reasoned about righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix was afraid and answered, go away for now. When I have a convenient time, I will call you. This is the response of somebody. You know, I don't want to do it right now. I'll do it later. Felix, we don't know. We don't have any record whether he ever got around to it or not. We don't know. We don't have any record that he called Paul later when his time was convenient and that he put his Lord on in baptism. We don't know. But we sure don't have any scripture that he did. It appears that he probably never did. But when I have a convenient time, I will call on you. We hear this an awful lot. I didn't have time. The last I looked, we all have this. It's not like some people have a clock with extra numbers on it. If you want to see how to find time for things, follow around someday a busy person. See how they cram 5 pounds of bologna in a 2-pound pack. They do. Some people get more done by 9 o'clock than others do all day. And we all have the same amount of time. You know, I know I've heard, I've probably used at times. You know, oh, I didn't get it done. I had to work. Something came up. Had an appointment. One that I refuse to put it up there because it grates me so bad, especially when I was coaching. Couldn't be at practice. We had a family thing. Take the spike out of my brain. We had a, you know, if your family really wanted to be behind you, they would teach you about commitment. Ah, oh, we were just so busy with the kids. I was too tired. It was my only day off. I am a firm believer. People in general. And this is not a Dr. Phil class or nothing. I'm a firm believer people will do what's important to them. Amen. They will find time for the things that are a priority. Well, I had to do this. You had to do this because this was a priority. If this would have been a priority, that would have gotten done. Matthew 28, what we call the Great Commission. Before Jesus ascended back into heaven, he told his disciples, he says in verse 19 and 20, go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. This is what Jesus told his followers. He's telling his followers today to do the same thing. Jesus didn't say, boys, if you find time in between all your other busy schedules, Peter, if the fishing is not too busy, Matthew, I know tax season's coming up. You're going to be really busy. He didn't say if you find time. He didn't say when you get a chance after everything else. If you're not too busy, if it's not too hot, if it's not too cold, if it's not too much trouble, if it's not too inconvenient for you, they will find a lot of inconvenience in this. They will find danger. They will find hardship. They will find rejection. They will find acceptance. A little bit of everything. One thing that we see an example of Jesus, how Jesus dealt with the same clock that we did, same 24 hours a day. Mark 1:35, it says, now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Nothing was shorted in what Jesus had to do. Jesus he made the time. He didn't take time away from the things he was going to do during the day. When the person came up to be healed, he didn't say, excuse me, I need to pray to God. And go off and do it. Then he took time before his busy day. He didn't take anything out and remove anything out of his day. Sorry, I can't teach today. I need to go pray. He inconvenienced himself. And he went and prayed to God the Father when he could, outside of all of his other responsibilities. And, little side note, I notice he's doing this before the beginning of his day. If it was just prayer, could have done it at any time. Could have done it at night. Or he started his day out like this because he knew he had a busy day. He's going to be healing people. He's going to be teaching people his Father's word. And this is what a great example this was in many ways for us. We see here in Acts some people. We saw Felix not taking the opportunity. We see some other examples of people acting upon it. In Acts 2:38, then Peter said to them, "Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Do it now. They had been cut to the heart by Peter's lesson. And they say, "What do we need to do?" Peter did not respond. Down the road, if you find time, when you get around to it, eventually, it would be a good thing for you to do is to repent and be baptized. He said, "Repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins." And in just a couple of verses later, in verse 40, "And with many other words, he testified and exhorted them, saying, 'Be saved from this perverse generation.' Then those who gladly received his word," not all of them did. Not everybody in that crowd gladly received the word. But those that did were baptized. And that day, about 3,000 souls were added to them. I would say a good portion of them did. I don't know how many were there, but 3,000 of them immediately. When Peter says, "Repent and be baptized," they gladly received the word. Let's do it. I will never forget Carlos came at the beginning of service. "I need to be baptized." Okay. It was the only baptism I think I ever remember that we did it before the service even started. We didn't wait till the invitation. We did it right then. But you could see it in his eyes. "I need to be baptized." And we did. I loved it. In Acts 8, we see Philip teaching the Ethiopian eunuch. And they had been traveling down the road teaching. Philip started there at the scripture the eunuch had been studying and taught to him Jesus. And it says in verse 36, "Now as they went down the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, 'See, here is water. What hinders me from being baptized?' The light goes off." The lesson had worked its way around. "I need to be baptized." He looks up. There's water. "Why can't I?" Then Philip said, "If you believe with all your heart, you may." And he answered and said, he made the great confession that every one of us make before we were baptized. He says, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." He fulfilled Matthew 10:32. So he commanded the chariot to stop, to stand still, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and he baptized him. He didn't say, "You know, when we get to town, I need to look somebody up for this, and I'm busy right now. I'm on my way to do some stuff, but I need to be baptized later on. When I get back home, I'm going to look you back up, Philip. He didn't do that. In Acts 16, we also see the Philippian jailer. Verse 32, then they spoke the word of the Lord to him and to all who were in the house, and he took them the same hour of the night and washed their stripes. And immediately he and his family were baptized. We're told as Christians to do many things. To teach, to baptize, to encourage others, to do good, to attend worship, take the Lord's Supper, to give, sing, pray, and many other things. Let's get around to it. We've been told to it. Now, at the bottom of your paper, you got a little emblem there. You can go home today. You can take scissors and cut that out, put it in your wallet. Don't ever say you didn't get around to it, because today you got one. So keep that with you. I don't want to hear out of anybody here today, "Well, I didn't get around to it." You've been given one. Amen. So keep that, and it's good many times. It's reusable. Amen. Okay, it's not just a one use. If you need to respond to the invitation, don't get around to it later. Do it now. If you've got sin in your life, don't put off repenting. Turn right now. Ask forgiveness. If you need to be baptized, I think everybody in here of age have been baptized. We rejoice about that. If you need prayers of the congregation, whatever your need, please come forward. Let your needs be known while Colin leads us. Let's stand.